Over the last 20 years, there's been a significant reduction in national farm fatalities, from a yearly average of 146 deaths to 54 last year. While it may be a very welcome decline, Executive Director of FarmSafe Queensland, Jamie Couples, says the number of deaths caused by quad bikes is on the rise. They've overtaken tractors as the leading cause of farming accidents, responsible for 8 fatalities already this year.
Unfortunately, we have tried, FarmSafe around Australia has tried to raise the awareness of quad bikes to the community, but the message doesn't really seem to be resonating all that well, and we still are having these incidents. In my part of the world where I live, we had a fatality here last weekend where unfortunately a person was killed in a recreational situation.
He says there needs to be a stronger push for compulsory modifications.
There's been a whole range of inquiries around Australia into quad bikes and stability, and also we've always, or nationally, our body has always pushed for the fitment of crash protection devices. In other words, a bar on the bike that will prevent could prevent injury in some rollover situations. This has not been regulated, and at this point in time, we're still basically doing the same things we did 10 years ago.
For independent farm safety advocate Cindy Hartwig, child protection is a vital focus of her own work. Ms Hartwig travels throughout Queensland, educating farming families and school children about the dangers they face every day. She believes the key to saving lives starts from an early age.
The challenge is that sometimes the parents aren't necessarily as safety conscious as they could be. Children still help a lot on farms, and I understand that. You know, our children worked really hard and supported us, so I understand that. It's just that sometimes we don't consider that they're smaller versions of us and that accidents can happen much more quickly with them. So the dangers that, you know, are the same for children as for adults, but increasing water is a big thing. Children riding quad bikes that are way beyond their size, they don't understand the restrictions that have to be when you're a smaller person.
Ms Hartwig understands the importance of farm safety more than most after a family tragedy on her own property.
My husband was killed in a farm accident, and I never ever want other families to have to go through that. Your life is never going to be the same again, and you can't change those things, unfortunately, but you can change them beforehand in that you become conscious of what you need to do and the records that you need to keep in the event that you've got a rural workplace.
Ms Hartwig is currently working on expanding her education program to more of regional Queensland.
I take George, who's a mannequin with a wound on his head that we can push out blood, all these sorts of things. You know, they do bandaging. We found the kids love it. It's hands-on, and it's just things that they will remember. They're like little sponges. But also they start to think about, well, Dad, why haven't I got earmuffs on or hearing protection, and why haven't I got this? They start asking questions, which gets the parents thinking as well.